What relation do you see between astrobiology and planetary science?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, planetary science itself is sort of a hybrid field, kind of a combination of other fields, because before we had spacecraft going to the other planets, which really started in the 1960s, there was no planetary science. There was astronomy. And astronomy was mostly, you know, studying stars and galaxies with telescopes. And then when we were preparing to send spacecraft to the other planets, they needed scientists who could study that information. But who was that going to be? It wasn't, astronomers didn't really know about planets. And yet it was sort of geologists or atmospheric scientists were the right people. You know, you needed astronomy, you needed earth science, you needed all these different disciplines. So planetary science was created as this hybrid of other fields to deal with that problem of how do you study the planets. So planetary science is bigger than astrobiology in the sense that it's not just thinking about life, and it's thinking about all other aspects of planets, although most of them have something to do with the possibility of life, if you really think about it. But we're interested in studying planets that don't have much possibility of life also. So it's, you know, there, you study all these environments with planetary science, not just the ones where there might be life. So we study places like Mercury that's interesting for planets, but not necessarily interesting for life. But then, so I said planetary science is bigger than astrobiology, but in another sense, it's smaller than astrobiology. And that was the point that you sort of made, because we're interested in the whole universe. Because when you think about life, we don't even know if life has to be on a planet somewhere. We don't know anything about life. We have some assumptions based on life on Earth, right? But you have to be very careful to extrapolate to the whole universe from one example. I mean, in science, we're taught that you don't make conclusions from one experiment, right? But we only have one experiment right now, which is Earth, right? So we got to be careful. But it's very tied to planetary science, astrobiology, but it sort of overlaps in some ways, and then there's other ways in which it really doesn't overlap.